We are Baruch Hashem continuing in the sugya of tefillah, and I've been getting tremendous chizuk from what's going on. The Olam, people are telling me wherever I walk that they're growing, they're davening in ways they never davened before. I'm davening that I should be like that. But I got a call last week. From a former bachur of our yeshiva who's now married. And the truth is, this bachur, when he was in yeshiva, he wanted to know what he should do for a parnasa, and I wasn't sure, he wasn't sure, we were at a loss. He didn't have that much training or that much education. And then he got married, so that made it a little bit more scary not to know where your parnasa is, avadi nitlitachan, but need to know where to be mishtadal. I'd spoken to him, and it was very, very difficult. He had gone through some very difficult times, and he was now married. Kitzer, he calls me up. I hadn't spoken to him in a month. And he says, I got a job. Okay. And then he tells me the name of the firm. I'm like, what? This is a firm that even I know about. No training, no NYU business school, Rav Osai, that's for sure. Great guy, very intelligent, but so then he says to me, wait 1 second, and he clearly was in a busy place. He wanted to go to a quiet area. He said, since we've been starting tefillah, he says, I've been bawling to Hashem about getting a job. He says, to get an interview with this firm was an ace. Why they gave me an interview, I have no idea. And now they're willing to train me fully to become a full trader. Mama, someone with no education. And there's a Bairi Eilam. It's unbelievable. Hashem is listening to us. Hashem cares. And Hashem knows when we're sincere about our tefillahs. Karav Hashem l'chol asher yikru be'emes. When someone's really calling, they don't need that fancy degree. They could skip the whole NYU business school, even Warden. They could skip Warden if they want. Penn's business school. Just go right in there to the CEO, Bairi Eilam himself. And I've been getting stories like this. It's unbelievable. So we talked about crises. Tefillah be'es tzara. And the truth is that a lot of us are not going through a crisis. You have to make a crisis, though. Life itself is a crisis. We say in Asher Yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma uvaravoy nekavim nekavim. Chalulim, chalulim. There are all sorts of cavities and holes in the body. Right? Im yipaseach echon mehem. O yisasin echon mehem. If one of these things would close or open, the ones that are supposed to be closed would be open, and the ones that are supposed to be open would be closed. Eif shor liskayim levanecha. And if you take the nusach svard girsa, afilu sha'achas. Right? You ever sleep on your hand, on your arm? Pins and needles. Ooch, ooch. You can't have a normal conversation with someone. Oh, wait. Ooh, 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 ooh. Right? Everything throws us off. Even the most small types of closings or openings. Afilu sha'achas. And I was thinking to myself, you'll be mochel me for such a question. But I don't understand the Asher Yatzar. Because it says, Asher Yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. Hashem created man in a wise way. Obviously, it's a way that's infinitely wise. And then, right afterwards, it says, and if any of these things go wrong, right? One stubbed toe, right? One blood clot on an airplane, sakanas nefashas. One kidney stone, it's worse than labor. One of these things goes wrong, oh, you're out. Who ever heard of something like that? What kind of machine falls apart when one little thing goes wrong? Imagine you're in a car, and you know those heat... Those seat warmers, you know those cool seat warmers, right? Sometimes you turn them on by accident in the summer, you're like, schwitzing, like, what's going on? Oh, the seat warmer's on. Imagine that seat warmer, the button fell off, and the whole car just dropped dead on the highway. Right? What kind of company is this? I'm sure their stock would drop down. The air conditions off a little bit, doop, everything, it falls apart. What kind of chachma is that? Asher Yatzar es Adam b'chachma, you'll excuse me. And the answer is, Bairi Eilam in his infinite chachma created a body that will always make you realize that you need him. There's no greater chachma than that. It's a body that, yes, If one of these things goes wrong, you're in trouble. And every second of the day, imagine our bodies were transparent. That's a scary thought, right? Imagine that our skin was see-through. You'd be watching, no, take a left, don't turn right, oh, no, whoo, right? Whoa, we averted a kidney stone over there. Whoo! But that's really what's going on. Yatzar es Adam b'chachma. And the more you live, the more vulnerable we really are. And that's true. Life is really always a state of emergency. However, that's a high madrega, and that's not what we're going to be discussing now. We're going to be discussing something that's very shaykh to all of us, Bezrat Hashem, and specifically during this month of incentives. And this is really the biggest motivator of davening for an emes ben Torah, for somebody who knows there's an olam hazeh and an olam haba. And that is to daven to become yourself. To daven to become yourself, to be you. Right? There are all sorts of books today to find yourself, the real me, the real you, the real this, the real that. Everybody wants to find themselves. Right? I'm right here. Right? But it's unclear to people who they are, what they're doing, and even if they figure out who they are, they can't be themselves. They can't be themselves. And this is not a new problem. This is a problem that will shock you that I consider this a connected yesod. But this is the beginning of tefillah. The Rebbetzin, Chana, the Halakha Chana, that all of tefillah is based on her, which I always want to tell these women's activists who are always running to the Kaisel. They always want to be like men. They don't realize that in tefillah, we're all trying to be like women. They have no reason to take over the Western Wailing Wall or Western Wall, whatever they call it. We're all trying to be like women. Okay, it doesn't work for them somehow. But it says here by Chana, on Daf Lamed Aleph in Brachas, Chana, he midaberes aliba. She talked about her heart, Chazal or Darshaning, not that she spoke from her heart, but she spoke about her heart, the area of her chest. Amar Reb Elazar Mishum Reb Yossi ben Zimra, al iske liba. She spoke about her chest. Amru lefanav Rebbeinu Shel Olam, kol ma shebarasa beisha lo barasa davar echad lebatala. Every part of a woman has a purpose. Einayim lirois, eyes to see. Oznayim lishmoya, ears to hear. Chaitim la'riach, a nose to smell. Peh ledaber, a mouth to speak. Yadayim lasus ben melacha, and hands to do work. Raglayim lahalech, legs to walk. Dadim lahanik, and a woman was given a place that she could nurse a child from the place of her heart. Aliba. Dadim halalu shenasata alibi. Lama loy lahanik bahen. Tein li ben vani anik bahen. Bayre oilam, you gave me a body, and each part of this body has a purpose. And it's doing, it's moving. Bayre oilam, I have a place in my body that's there to give, and I can't give. To share, and I can't share. To connect, and I can't connect. And I know this is part of my mission because you created me with this. What, it's just supposed to sit here? All these kochos are just to lay and rot away? It can't be. And this is a tefillah for a child, but this is a much deeper experience of pain. It's a pain that we can't possibly imagine. Where you see, this is in my toolbox, and I can't access it. This is part of who I am. But I have no shaykhs to it. And this is really what Chana calls hishtapchus hanefesh, her rutzen coming out, the rutzen to be herself. And I was thinking, it's an interesting lashon. The Chazal say about answering tefillahs. One way of answering tefillahs is to be oine, to answer, to grant. But it says, Hashem yimalei mishalos libchem. Hashem should fill your requests. I don't think that that's a good word, fill. Fill your requests? What are you filling? Grant. What does it mean to fill something? Hashem yimalei mishalos libchem. What does that mean? From here we see that this is the experience. When I'm lacking something, I feel empty. I feel empty. I want to be filled. I noticed something fascinating in the English language. Usually I like to darshan the Hebrew language. But today I would like to say something about the English language. There's a word called fulfillment. Feeling fulfilled. Fulfilled. A person doesn't feel empty. They feel like everything's there. Everything's inside. Exactly where they're supposed to be. When a person feels fulfilled, they feel they're doing what they're supposed to. They have direction. They're advancing. They're moving. They're building. They're conquering. They're achieving. And then there are people who feel empty in whatever area. And the emptiness comes, the inner experience of pain, of that emptiness, is I have more in me. I could be more. It doesn't have to be kids. It could be pashut somebody. There are people who can't get up in the morning. And when I say they can't, I mean they've tried and tried. Everybody can, but they can't. They can't. They can't get up. And they always examine their stats and they feel empty. Empty. They feel trapped. They have such a day to live. They have so much to do. There are certain people who feel like they can't concentrate. They come on time, but there's too much distraction, too much noise, and they can't get through anything. Every day, they seem like they've schmoozed it up with this one and that one, and this came up and that came up, and at the end, they look at what they did, and they feel like they did nothing. They feel like they're wasting away. Rachmana litzlan. There are people who are totally disorganized. They have such incredible ideas, and they're so creative, but when it comes down to setting it up and executing, they don't know how to do it. And they always feel like things are falling out of their hands. Rachmana litzlan. It's in them, but they can't access it. Here, Chana taught us that you send those frustrations, which are called she'ifas, the desire to become what you're supposed to be, you send that back up to Hashem. Send it all up to Hashem. Hashem, you created me with these distractions. You created me with this inability to wake up in the morning. I'm trying, and Kiseder, it's not working. Help me. I feel like I'm going to waste. And this is the most painful and real experience that a person can possibly have in Olam Hazeh. This is a tsara she'ein kidugmasai. I've gotten letters from people where they write about this. Bachram have written this to me. And they write in their Rebbe, I'm scared. There are people who are living in fear of their underachieving. It's a frightening thing. It's a frightening experience. And there was somebody who was really scared of this. Someone really scared. Atniel ben Kenaz. A Gemara we've quoted, but we're going to try to understand it in this context. Zak the Gemara in Tzmura Tes Zayin. Says the Gemara. Im borech tivarcheni, Hashem, if you bless me, v'rbeisiyas gvuli, v'haisi yadcha l'bilti atzbi. V'yav Elokim asher shalom birech tivarcheni, if you bless me, b'toira. Hashem, give me toira, he says. V'rbeisiyas gvuli, give me talmidim, he asks. I don't want to just learn, I want to have a matzav. I want to have a shir. I don't want to stand up in front of two people. I want to stand up in front of a full-based medrash. And I don't want to forget my learning. It's so frustrating. You learned something well 2 years before. Someone asks you a basic question on the Mishnah. And there, you have no clue what they're saying. I hate that. I don't want that either. I don't want that either. V'asamarasi, she is dominantly reim kamosi. I also need better friends. It's not working with my roommates. It's not working for these guys who are taking me to the shuk when I don't even want to be there. I'm tired of this, and I can't get out of it. I want a better chevra. Lebilti atzbi. And if you don't give this to me, Bari Elam, I'm going to die of desperation. Shelo yitzakveni yetzer hara melashanos. I don't want the yetzer hara to stop me from learning. Imata oise kein mutav. If you do this for me, fine. I'll be happy. Vimlav hareini holik lenesise sha'ol. I'm going to go to an abyss. This abyss that he's talking about is the abyss of somebody who knows that he could learn, He knows he could have Talmidim. He knows he could remember, but he doesn't have Talmidim. And he doesn't have Torah. And he can't learn. And he says to Bara Elam, I'm trying, make it happen. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara has a different version, which is not as often quoted, from Rabbi Huda Anasi. Im barach tivarcheini b'piri v'rivya, if you give me children, v'erbeisius gvuli b'banim u'banas, v'ayse yadcha yimadi b'masav amatam, give me a parnasa, v'asi samarasi, shalo ye b'meichosh rosh, I shouldn't get headaches. This is Ani Oven Gnaz. I shouldn't get headaches. U'meichosh aznayim, or ear aches. U'meichosh enayim, and my eyes shouldn't hurt. I shouldn't get eye infections. Because if I get any of these things, I can't learn. And he says, if you give me this, good. If not, I'm going to an abyss. Why is, calm down. Calm down. It's not the, look, the sun is shining. The birds are singing. Relax. What are you getting all worked up about? The answer is, I have a job to do. And I can't afford migraines. I had a chavrusa who had migraines. I felt so bad for him. In the middle of a sugya, I have to excuse myself. Doesn't come back 2 hours. Such a masmit. Tyra neshama. One day here, one day not, one day not. I can't. I'm not moving. I'm not advancing. My Maseches Yevamos is piecemeal. It looks like Swiss cheese. This is not happening. I feel totally empty. Make this happen for me, Bari Eilam. And the Gemara Nida, which is often quoted too. The Gemara Nida on Daf Ayin says the following: Shloisha divrei derech eretz, mayase adam v'yechem. How does a person become wise? Become a Talmud Chacham? Yarbe yeshiva v'yimay bischeira. Learn a lot. Reduce the business. Prioritize the learning. Amru harbe asukein. There were many masmidim. V'lol ha'olahem. It didn't work. They were banging their head against the wall for 5 to 10 years and nothing came out of them. Rachmana litzlan. They got a lot of mitzvahs, but they did not become a Talmud Chacham. They did not become a go-to person in the Beis Medrash. They became a tzaddik, but it just didn't happen for them. That story that they write in those books about the little kid who came in with the baseball cap and left the Rosh Yeshiva, it doesn't happen for everybody. It doesn't happen for a lot of people. Elo yivakshu rachmi mimisha chachma shalo. You have to daven. Shenemar ki Hashem yitin chachma mipiv dasus funa. Says the Gemara. Well, which one is it? It says, ha below ha lo sagi. You have to learn a lot and you have to daven. Meaning, you have to apply yourself. You have to apply yourself. But if you think that when you apply yourself, at the end of the day, you're not in tremendous sakana of totally botching the whole thing. You need davening to make it work. It's the execution, the trying, the attempt to get out of bed, to move, to shake, to be here. Bifrat, now that we've been mechayev ourselves to be here. But there's so many people during incentives who I don't know if it's in one ear out the other, but It's in incentives out once incentives leave. Because they didn't get the siyata d'shmaya to move, to advance. They applied themselves, they stayed here, but they didn't get the siyata d'shmaya that this should be something that should be a life-changing event. To be mispalel for that. To be mispalel. These two together. Bayrei Olam, I'm tying myself up in this base medrash. I never dreamed I would do this. Let this be productive! Let this change my life. Let this open new doorways for me. Don't let me just feel stuck in here. And then when I leave, I'm not exactly sure what I did. I got some trip to Spain, which I really didn't sign up for this to get the trip. I signed up for this because I wanted to change. Rove Rubel, I haven't met anyone who really wants to go on the Europe trip is willing to put themselves through such suffering. I haven't met anybody. Every person I've met in incentives wants an excuse to become better, is hopeful that finally they'll get their act together. Finally they'll stop feeling empty. Everyone, I've never met a person who doesn't feel this way. If there's somebody, I'd like to meet them. If someone should come over, I like variety. There's somebody different. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, Mayase Adam v'yis asher. How do you become wealthy? Yarbe b'schoira v'yise v'yitem be'emuna. You should invest a lot. The Gon actually takes that out of the Gemara. But it's in the Gemara. You should invest a lot. V'yise v'yitem be'emuna. It says, Harbe asukein. There are many people who did this. They were honest in their business. And they set up a lot of intelligent investments. And they didn't become wealthy. Elo yivakesh rachman b'misha osher shalo. Davin to the one who has wealth. Liyah kesev liyah zav. What's this wealth we're talking about over here? What, we're supposed to get wealthy? You know what wealth is? Wealth is the most incredible bracha. Wealth is the most incredible bracha. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal. What he did for money. What he did for money. If Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel would have an unlimited credit card, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, do you know that by now there would be a base medrash in the White House? If he had an unlimited credit card, the Shari Oira, Kibalti Mirabosai, says that wealth is the ability to make decisions. You know how many times we feel stuck because we don't have money? You know how many times there are things we'd like to do, but money is stopping us? That's the tefillah for Ashirus. It's a tremendous bracha. The Chovos Avos says, how do you know when wealth is bad? You know when wealth is bad is when it messes up your learning, when you're doing things you're not supposed to with wealth. If you're steiging the whole day and your investments don't bother your learning, it's a tremendous bracha. But if it's used to have kiddushes on the roof of the Waldorf with unlimited blue label, then you know you're digging your own grave with your money. That's how you know that Hashem is digging your grave. That's what the Chovos Avos says. He doesn't mention the Waldorf because it wasn't around. But he says that if you see somebody who the way they're shtelling, the way they're dealing with their wealth, is they're wasting their time, Hashem is punishing them and sucking up all of their olam haba so that they're left with nothing at the end. It's the worst punishment that someone can get. But an ashir is somebody who doesn't decide, I can't get a tutor. I can't go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I can't afford it. These options are not mine. When a person davens for this, along with the hishtadlus, Borei Olam takes away those mechitzas, takes away all those mechitzas. Ashirus is so important. So many decisions. And then the Gemara says, Banim Zecharim, having children, male children who will be future Talmidei Chachamim, it gives a formula. Yisa Isha Hogeneslo, find a woman who's appropriate, who you're marrying for the right reasons. The Yikadish Asma B'Shas Tashmish, and have a tzniyas to go home. Harbe Osu Kein Velohu Hilu. There are many well-intentioned people who did not have these brachas, did not have the children that they would have liked. It didn't work. They applied themselves, and you can imagine how empty they feel at the end of this process. Imagine. I heard from a Rebbe of mine, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. I was very close with him at the end of his life. The end of his life, he was a Shivron Luchas, and he was a Rav in Chicago. He was the Rav of Brisk Chicago. He was a Goyin Olam. Goyin Olam from the age of 10, he was already a Gadol B'Yisrael. And one time he had heard that somebody was Chutzpedik who went to his Chumashir. Someone was Chutzpedik who went to his Chumashir. Okay, I heard this at his levaya, at the Esbeda. And Rav Aaron calls him in. All he does was come to his chumashir once a week. He says, "I daven every day." In the Valitzio, Leman lo nigo lo rik velo nele lebahala. My work should not be emptiness and nothingness, and my ledas, all the birth that I'm doing to Talmidim and forever. Should it be chaos, craziness? You're making everything that I'm doing not go anywhere. This is what I'm dominating. A bacher who comes to my shir should be chutzpedik. What in the world am I doing here? Sometimes I feel this way when people tell me what they do. When people tell me they get drunk. when people tell me they listen to Gaiusha music, sometimes I come home to my wife and say, why don't I go back to Kailo? But then I calm down and I come back. It's okay. I have mashgichim too. I go to my mashgiach and he says, calm down, Stark, you're overreacting. Buy an ice cream cone, it's going to be just fine. But this is the feeling of frustration that everybody has, Rabbi Isai. And tefillah is where you send this up. And I was thinking that perhaps these are the three major areas of life. There are three major hanhagas that Etzelem Elokim has from the Borei Olam. Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. Chesed is to be a doer, to be a mashpia. Perhaps in the Gemara that's connected, having banim zacharim. Progeny, a legacy, a movement, going. Ashiris is keneged vura, kivalti merabosai, the ability to decide and make decisions and be strong. And then in the middle is to become the Talmud Chacham, Tiferes, to be somebody that everybody wants to be around. Every word is a pearl of wisdom. Tiferes, grandeur, glory. This is what we want. We want ourselves to look this way. And we can derech tefillah, and if we can't, it's not worth it to be here. It's really not. We only get one shot here. According to the Vilna Gaon, you could get three Gilgulim. But really, Mistama, we're all on our last Gilgul. This is the end. All the recycling is done. This is the last generation. There are very few Gilgulim left. This is our last shot to do this. We can't afford it, Rabosai. And it's more than that. It's more than that. There are things that we're supposed to get. We're supposed to get from Rosh Hashanah. People were asking me, why do we daven? Things we're supposed to get from Rosh Hashanah. You know, they should be here already. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. The Derech Hashem explains that every time you daven, you pull things down. Things that were there already from Rosh Hashanah need to be pulled down through tefillah. And if you don't daven, all the brachas that are in your toolbox that will allow you to do so much this year won't come down. They won't come down. It's as simple as that. Tefillah is an expression of Hashem, let me be me. Let me do what I'm capable of. And the very first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Rabosai, the very first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, of the Bakashas, is Ata Choinein L'Adam Das. Ata Choinein L'Adam Das. The first thing we ask for after the Gimel Rishenis. Ata Choinein L'Adam Das. The Shulchan Aruch gives a pshat over here, but the Mishnah Berurah says something different. This is what we're going to be quoting. Od Tam Al Seder HaBrachas. Simon Kuf Tesvav. Kosov B'Seder Ayom. Ata Choinein Rishona Shelas HaChokhma V'Adas Ba'Adam. The first thing you do when you start davening is ask for Das. Dibalav Hachi Tov Mimenu Anofel. Because if you don't have Das, then you'll excuse me, but a child that's aborted, that falls right out, is better than you, or better than me. What's a nafel? A nafel is something that had so much potential, an embryo, and it just falls out. Nothing takes place over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when I daven, the first thing I ask is, let me not be a mistake, let me not be a joke. Let me be a fully developed human being. Ata choinein l'adam das. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He says, das is making wise decisions. Don't let me be an idiot. Don't let me go with those guys. Don't let me not have the strength to stand up and be a yachid, an individual. Don't let me be tiny. And the next bracha is hashiveinu avinu, is bring me back. I'm not making it on my own. I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need you to help me make it happen. And I was thinking, the Gemara in Tzmura talks about all the environment. Friends, it bothered me very much. We daven not to have bad friends in two places. Right next to each other. In the morning, in Yehi Ratzon of Hamavir Sheina Me'enai, we say, Lo yidei avera, lo yidei avon, lo yidei nisayon. Harchikenu me'adam ra u'mechaver ra. Keep me away from a bad person and a bad friend. So we did it already. But there's another yiratzah, which you really have to say. Make sure you say it. The Ramban says it's tremendous sakana to whoever doesn't say it lo aleinu. The second Yiratzan says, Hashem, protect me from Azepanim, Azazbanim, Adam Ra Chavara, a bad friend again. Why are we repeating bad friends again? So I think there's a hint in the Arizal. The Arizal says something very strange to me. He says the first Yiratzan is called Pnimius, inside. And the second Yiratzan is called Chitzonius. What does that mean? The first Yiratzan's inside and the second one's outside. I'm not sure. These are Dvarim Nisgavim. But I'll tell you what I think. There are friends who affect our Pnimius. They're a real disease. They get in there and they change us. They change our value system. They get in there and they made us do things we never wanted to do. They get in there. That's the Pnimius. That's the first tefillah. Is I don't want to be affected by these people so internally. And then there are people who have values. This is the second Yiratzan. And just technically, they always end up doing stupid things by accident. Because they're part of certain chevras that just take them out. Davening! Davening! Not to have these challenges. It doesn't work. The program won't work without it. It needs a tefillah. And I saw something amazing in the Maharal. The Maharal says, I didn't know what to do with this. I didn't know what to do with this Gemara. We talked about davening to be like a poor person, right? That's what we've been talking about. The tefillah of an ani, the poor man's prayer. Now comes the Gemara in Sota and confuses us. Says the Gemara in Sota and Daf Hei, Amar of Chizkia ein tefilasu shel adam nishmas elim kein mesim atzmo kibasar. You have to daven like you're a slab of meat. Interesting. What does that mean? Shenemar v'haya midechadish b'chadsha yavah kol basar. Basar is what davens. You have to be a slab of meat. What does that mean? Baruch Hashem, there's a Maharal in the Siv Avoda who explains this. And this is exactly what we're saying. He says a slab of meat, you look at it, and it just looks like lifeless matter. It doesn't look like it's going anywhere. He says, when you daven to Hashem, you should put yourself out there like a slab of meat and say, Borei Olam, make this happen. Make this happen. Make this happen. He says, and this is the lashon of the Maharal, if you even look at yourself like a blade of grass, which I would think is not such a great thing, a blade of grass, he says, you missed the boat, says the Maharal, because a great blade of grass grows beautifully. You have to look at yourself like you're not moving. Like you have no tzura, you have no form whatsoever in your life, and you say, Hashem, make this happen for me. Make me become something. Don't let me be a carcass just left on the street, but make a man out of me. And we see this all the time. We've seen geniuses. Everyone loves geniuses. He's a genius. I'm older than you. I've seen geniuses who never did anything. I saw one genius, he was able to, his godless was he was able to watch movies and fast forward. That's how smart he was. That's how smart he was. Okay? And he was very good in learning. But, and then I've seen geniuses, Ida Chavrusa, who's an utter genius. An utter genius. And he's written Chiburim. He's going through all of Shas. Keseder. He's going to be, people are going to be, if they're smart, lining up for brachas from him. He was a Chavrusa of mine. I was Zeicha. I asked him, you know, for a USB of his notes on something. Okay, you know, notes on Tzvachan, fine. I look, and I see, it says when they were saved, you know, it shows the time. 2:30, 3:30, 2:30, this is AM, by the way, in case you, 2:30, 3:30, 2:30, 3:30. I almost, he's a genius. If he would learn half a night seder, he would run circles around this entire base medrash, and he would become a zero. A zero! A zero. Do you know what I'm afraid of? What they're going to say about me when I get to Shemayim? You know what they're going to say about me? I hope they don't. They're going to go, Shkoyach Stark, you are an inspirational speaker. You could be on Pesach programs in Hawaii. Hashem Yirachem. We don't know what we're capable of. I never dreamed I would be here, and I'm a fool to think that this is where I should be. I should be coming a Talmud Chacham. I could know Shas, not just be an inspirational speaker in Hawaii. And we're not realizing, Rabosai, what we're capable of. This is what incentives is about, is schlepping people out of their inactivity, of them not believing in themselves, And it comes with tremendous discipline. It comes with tremendous tefillas. Harchev picha. Open your mouth. Ah, like that. I don't even know. I can't do it. I can't do it so wide. Something to do with like an old juvenile arthritis. I can't. Like this. Va'amaleu, and Hashem will fill you up. He will be mamale mishalos libecha. I've watched this. I've watched the bachrim of our yeshiva. This is the best part of my being employed in yeshivas Sederes HaTorah, is watching what's happening to people. People are really becoming big. Really becoming big. But there are also people who've stayed tiny. They've been here for 3 or 4 years. They came in tiny, and they left tiny. And that's so scary for them. They're so scared. They're so empty. We should all be zoicha. Hashem should be mamalik. Kol mishalos libeinu l'tayva. I did it for you. I didn't need it in there.